And it's time.
For the good stuff.
That's right. You're exactly right. How did you know that?
Because I'm here, too, to do the good stuff.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, we've got lots of good stuff because it's Mother's Day coming up. And it's just pretty hard not to find a lot of good stuff about moms.
That's true.
Yeah. I've got a piece that's actually called Why I Love Mom coming up.
Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. I'm going to remind you that you can discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills right here in Cherry County. And the visitvalentine.org website is where you go to get started with all of that. Great restaurants, great motels, golf, fishing, hunting, all kinds of activities here. If you like museums, there's a lot of quality history there as well. Check it all out starting at visitvalentine.org.
I am going to read Why I Love Mom. First, though, I'm going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News. You can discover the pulse of agriculture from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment updates and upcoming ag events. It's all in Tri-State Livestock News. It's published every week. Make sure you visit them online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
All right. What do you got about Mom?
Why I Love Mom. Mom and Dad were watching TV when Mom said, "I'm tired and it's getting late. I think I'll go to bed." She went to the kitchen to make sandwiches for the next day's lunches, rinsed out the popcorn balls, took meat out of the freezer for supper the following evening, checked the cereal box levels, filled the sugar container, put spoons and bowls on the table, and started the coffee pot for brewing the next morning. She then put some wet clothes in the dryer, put a load of clothes in the washer, ironed a shirt, and secured a loose button. She picked up the game pieces left on the table, put the phone back on the charger, and put the telephone book into the drawer. She watered the plants, emptied a wastebasket, and hung up a towel to dry. She yawned and stretched and headed for the bedroom. She stopped by the desk and wrote a note to the teacher, counted out some cash for the field trip, and pulled a textbook out from hiding under the chair. She signed a birthday card for a friend, addressed and stamped the envelope, and wrote a quick note for the grocery store. She put both near her purse. Mom then washed her face with 3-in-1 cleanser, put on her night solution and age-fighting moisturizer, brushed and flossed her teeth, and filed her nails. Dad called out, "I thought you were going to bed." "I'm on my way," she said. She put some water into the dog's dish and brought the cat inside, then made sure the doors were locked and the patio light was on. She looked in on each of the kids and turned out their bedside lamps and TVs, hung up a shirt, threw some dirty socks into the hamper, and had a brief conversation with the one still up doing homework. In her own room, she set the alarm, laid out clothing for the next day, straightened up the shoe rack. She added 3 things to her 6 most important things to-do list. She said her prayers and visualized the accomplishments of her goals. About that time, Dad turned off the TV and announced to no one in particular, "I'm going to bed." He scratched his head and belched, and without another thought, he went to bed. Anything extraordinary here? Wonder why women live longer? 'Cause they are made for the long haul. And they can't die sooner. They still have things to do.
Still haven't got that top 6 things done.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's something from Ron Swanson on friends and relationships. "I'm not interested in caring about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes." Another one of those. "On my deathbed, my final wish is to have my ex-wives rush to my side so I can use my dying breath to tell them both to go to heck one last time." "I love being a father, but there are a few things I miss. Silence, the absence of noise. One single moment undisturbed by the sounds of a children's program called Doc McStuffins." Just a few things there from Ron Swanson today.
There's nothing cuter than a little cowboy or a little cowgirl, I think. But did you know what cowboys like on their salad?
I do not know.
Well, they like ranch dressing.
Oh, well, of course they would.
Yes, of course they would.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.